Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
I see Jake is working hard on getting the ladies together. So we'll talk to the guys first. Joel, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Morning, everybody. I'm Joel, 33. I got a couple things that go in my pocket.
I'm sorry, you got a couple what? You got a couple what goes in your pocket?
You know, a little pocket.
Oh, vaginas. Candy. Okay. Okay.
And a C-ring and a single. And that's about it.
Am I really missing out on the whole? Does Mike have a C-ring thing?
No, Mike has nothing.
All right. Well, I just
nothing.
Well, I don't think it's a like a something you use if you can't do other stuff. If I'm missing out on something.
No, remember he won't go to a store. Like I have to bring anything and everything home. So he's the shy one, except not. It's so ridiculous.
You need to get him liquored up and take him in.
Oh God.
That's what you want to do. Trust me. That's when the real Miguel shows up.
Well. Yeah, it's the matter of two sturdy drinks to where you'll get him to where he's like, ah, I'm going in and chaps.
I will tell you that I learned not to take Sassy into a store like that. Like, we were in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and we were staying near Sunset, and there's a Hustler store there.
Yep.
And she had a couple drinks in her, and so she was feeling bold.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because normally if you're like, hey, pick something, like, it'll mm-hmm. be fun. Dirty, right?
Right.
She's over there like a goddamn shopping cart. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is like $370 worth of toys, man. She's like, blam, 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 up on the countertop. I was
Say
like,
supermarket spree. What the hell?
I was like, someone got real comfortable real fast.
he's a problem, too. Like, he shouldn't shop drinking.
Yeah. No, I learned the hard way on that, because then you just got to bite. You can't, it feels like you're doing something bad to her if mm-hmm. you make her put the dildo back.
I don't want to shame her and embarrass her.
Right. The chick's looking at me like, you have the money now. You know that, right?
You get what you deserve.
All right. Well, Joel, you're going to play. I got to get Derek on. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny. My name is Derek. I'm 34. I'm going through the Big D, and I don't have any toys.
So, welcome to the Legion of the Damned. So, is this your first divorce, sir?
Yep, and only married.
Oh, boy. Hey, you all right?
What was that?
You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right.
You sound like she asked for it, though.
No, I definitely asked for it.
No, you did? Okay, because you seem sad. Normally when a guy goes, I ask for a divorce, they're like this. Oh, dude, hell, I'm getting rid of that bitch. Oh, that's called a divorce, sir. That's how you should tell your friends. So, you're okay, then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm. She's out, and yeah, I just work nights now, so I'm a bit drowsy.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I love it. All right, Joel, Derek, stay right there. I gotta get Ryan on. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Johnny.
Hey, man.
I'm 50. My name's Ryan, and I have a girlfriend. She's got a couple vibrators. I have a fleshlight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did you bring this fleshlight into the relationship with you?
No, I got it probably about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you guys been dating?
About 3 years now.
Did she give it to you or did you buy it?
No, I bought it. She had some stuff, and I thought, well, you know what? I never had really tried anything like that before, so I wanted to get a little adventurous.
Dude, those fleshlights are the top of the line business.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right.
Now, did you tell her you were going to get this, or did you buy it and then kind of hide it and then show it to her, or does she have no idea?
I bought it and then showed it to her after a while.
Mm-hmm.
She was cool with it, though. She's way younger than me, so she's down with it.
Sure, sure. Well, listen, there's only two guys. There's the one girl that'll be like, you know, that's awesome. This is so dirty and weird. Then there'll be the girl. The side note of that one is the relieved one who's not like, it's so dirty and awesome. It's more like, thank God there's something else for you. You know? And
I think it's a combination of the both. She's a dirty girl, and she also wants some time off every now and then.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right. Well, listen, Ryan, Derek, Joel, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price, will take this item home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today.
And it's a big ticket item.
Here's the Trist multi-erogenous bendable silicone massager from Old Doc Johnson.
Oh, big, big, big ticket item. This thing isn't cheap. Watch out for that skeet.
I think the poet Lil Jon said it best when he said,
to the windows, to the walls,
till the sweat drop down my balls.
Skeet, skeet, mother effer.
Skeet, skeet.
Oh, fellas, let me tell you all about the Trist multi-erogenous bendable silicone massager. This thing looks simple, but it's got a lot going on.
It's kind of like a sexual Swiss Army knife.
Because it has multiple uses.
If you wear it like a C-ring, wear it one way, it stimulates your taint.
Wear it another way, it stimulates your testicles.
And a third way to stimulate your partner.
And speaking of your partner,
there's multiple ways you can use it on them.
It has three powerful motors, a remote control.
It's water resistant, USB rechargeable.
And thankfully comes with an instruction manual.
Cool. With simple, easy to read pictures.
Because we are simple, easy to read creatures.
What are you simpletons doing?
I like simple pleasures like butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth. That's just me. That's just something that I enjoy. Call me crazy, call me a pervert.
It's the Trist multi-erogenous bendable silicone massager. It's a big ticket item, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally consider this to be a thing just, it's not just for you, for a dude, because it looks kind of like a female item.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't something you would necessarily, I guess you can masturbate with it. Like, so it looks like,
yeah.
I mean, you see where you go, right?
Yeah.
And they got rabbit ears kind of wrapped around just this thing mm-hmm. itching the gooch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I want my balls to vibrate. I don't know that I'm against it either.
Right. You don't know until you know.
Yeah. So I assume you hit number one here. So Doc Johnson, hold it. Oh, it's got a. See, I don't like it when they have remotes. This is a big ticket item, so it has to have one. But when you... I have no idea.
I don't have anything with a remote.
Yeah, and you know why? Because you'll lose the goddamn
remote.
Yeah,
same reason why. Remember that time I had a detachable cord for my Hitachi Wand?
Yeah.
And now I'm
just hitting buttons here, just trying to make them work. F and G is supposed to have this stuff together. You know how to make it work? All right. Oh, he's got it. He's been reading. He said
he
knows.
Studied up.
He said he did. So there we go. He's gonna see if he can get this thing right. Did you get it? Mm-hmm. Oh, now he's reading the instructions as we speak. Someone didn't. Someone didn't. Right. Yeah. All right. So. That's for the top one. And then is this the gooch?
Yeah.
Number two. Oh, yeah. Then that's the gooch igniter.
Ooh, it almost looks like a wishbone.
So that's on your gooch. And then I guess if you turned it upside down, mm-hmm. if you weren't it for her. Oh, dude, it does look just like a wishbone.
Yep.
Yeah, no, and then you put it over your wiener like this.
Oh, you got lift off.
Yeah, and then you're right
You're about
here.
To go see Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about the wishbone?
Gobble, gobble.
Would Mike put it on? If you were like, put this on.
Yeah, he would care.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
See, I'm like that, too. Like, if she were to show up with something, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, if it's going near both of us, of course.
I'm okay with everything, man.
Yeah.
Unless it harnesses to you.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's an insertion for anyone else, no go.
Yeah. Mike would never let you tie him up.
No.
Because I don't care what you say on the radio, there is another part of you that would bury it to the hilt.
What's amazing is times he takes a slumber after a nice boys outing. It's amazing I've never just decided...
Put it in him?
...to play Operation.
Yeah. Just be like, bloop.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I feel like if he was super passed out, you really lubed it up, he'd be about three quarters to win before his eyes opened.
Right, he'd be like, huh? What?
Oh, the only way that story gets better is to hear him just go, Ricky.
Kenny.
All right, then. This is an amazing item. I don't know if you would use it. By the way, do we have room for one more girl? Is that what you were saying? He's working on a girl right now. All right. Joel, what would you pay for such an item? It's a big ticket item.
Let's go $205.
What about you, Derek? Derek, who's getting a divorce but is super happy about it. But
I'll go $99.99, Johnny.
$99.99. And Ryan, finally, this big ticket item.
$72, my friend.
What did I just say to him?
I know, you did. Ryan, you did what you were supposed to do.
I did all I could do with you. And now, the actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$159.99.
Ryan, what did I tell you?
You said it was a big ticket.
I did say it was a big ticket.
I didn't know how big a ticket it was. That was a big ticket.
$72 is a big ticket, Tam.
Super disappointed.
Listen, how do you think Derek feels? He ain't got anybody. He's getting a divorce. He's got this thing to wear on his weenie now.
You know what?
It looks like a wishbone.
He's got his whole life ahead of him.
All right, listen, put the wishbone on, Captain Divorce, and enjoy yourself.
I think you'll like it.
Yes, sir, Captain.
All right, then. You stay right there. I'll get Ryan and Joel hooked up. Joel, I was really rooting for you because I feel like you were the most intense on the whole thing.
I thought it was a big ticket.
Well, 152 is a big, 159 is a big ticket.
That is a big ticket, but I thought it was a little bigger than that.
Yeah, well, don't we all?
Yep. Right.
All right, Joel, Ryan, I'll get you guys tickets to a show. Hold on a second. Stay right there, man. I'll make sure those guys are hooked up. Let's see if we've got Allison Chains, Rock the Dot, or Knot Fest, whichever one of those guys want to do. Who do I see? I see three ladies. I see a Nicole, a Shannon, and a Jessica. Well, let's start with Nicole. Hey, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm 26, engaged. I got a vibrator and a wand, some handcuffs. I think that's it.
Is that right? That's right. Nicole, I feel like you've played this game with us before.
Yes.
Yes. Did you win?
No.
All right. Well, let's see if you can do a little better today. You, because I, for whatever reason, I remember you have a very distinct voice. I remember 26 and handcuffs and thinking, God, you're already at that stage.
That's fun.
Yeah, sure. Listen, I understand. I think we talked about this. You get handcuffed, but he does not get handcuffed.
Correct.
That's right. Because, listen, here's the truth. I don't want that whole turnabouts fair play thing. I'd rather play the role of sexual hypocrite.
I think you're just misunderstanding us.
Yeah, no. Like, let's bring another chick to the room, but let's not even consider another dude. Like, I would prefer the role of sexual hypocrite. It definitely suits me. Will you bring a girl home, Nicole?
I would.
Yes, see?
I have.
You have. Now, do you ever want to bring a dude home?
I mean, that's not really my cup of tea, but I would do it if my partner wanted me to.
But he would not want you to.
Probably not.
No. I mean, there are dudes who get off on that. Like, T, I think, liked watching dudes bang his old lady, but I don't think that's for me. I don't think that's for me. But how often do you bring a girl home?
I've done it like 3 times. We've been together for 7-8 years.
Yeah. And do you tell him you're going to do it, or does it just happen?
It just happens.
Like, you don't give him like a heads up, like you might want to take a shower or something?
No, I mean, I should. I'm kind of rude now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, give a dude a little heads up, man, you know? So I feel like I'm up for the moment. Like, so you're telling me, like, there's you, and then he's at home or whatever, and you're your friend, and you guys are watching TV or doing whatever, and suddenly sex breaks out?
I mean, I plan it out. I just don't tell him.
Right. But I mean, from his point of view, how does it go down?
Like,
you don't tell him. That's what I'm saying. Like,
sitting there waiting.
Hold on. When he gets home, you guys are already in bed?
Yeah.
Good night.
Man, that's how you end up on dating.
Dude, I love my girlfriend, but she, you know what I mean? Like, this is.
That's my nightmare.
This is next level. No, no.
Yeah,
it's not,
like,
no, it's not your nightmare. It's you and the chick, not him and the chick.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you're just sitting there kicking it, watching something with the dude, and he just clocked out of work.
Do you think, yeah, right? You're like, I'm going to have to get in the shower real quick. Hey,
Wash off the blood?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I don't want to go to the big party and then not be dressed.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I want to trim up. Maybe I want to clean everything up a little bit.
I like knowing when there's a party.
What would Mike do if he came home and you surprised him with a girl in the bed? Would he be offended or would he go for it? What do you think?
I think offended anyone was there.
You think so?
Yeah. But
if you were waiting for him, if you weren't like engaged, but you're
like already into it. No.
Yeah, you're like, I have a surprise for you.
No, I don't think so. No.
He wouldn't do it?
No.
Wow.
I don't think so. He might be checking us out of the kitchen going, you're dumb.
I'm like, I don't know what stops me. All right, listen. All right, Nicole, you're cool. All right, stay there. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Shannon. I'm 28. I have a couple vibrators, a dildo, a womanizer, and a plug.
Womanizer's the thing, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What about you and other girls?
I'm up to it. I haven't really done that, so.
But you say I'm up for it, but I haven't done it. So you've never done it, or you haven't done it with your boyfriend?
I haven't done it with somebody.
Oh. So, but you would.
Yeah.
Well, get busy. What the hell's wrong with you? What's stopping you, Shannon? You just haven't been. Don't have a friend that would have sex with you?
No, I've been offered. It's just the right people, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just go ahead and I'll translate that. Not attractive enough.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a fine line between stalker and damn, she really likes me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And do you know what it is? It's about 7 attractive points. When you're a 3, it's a stalker. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're a 10, it's just, God, I can't believe this chick likes me. Mm-hmm. All right. Nicole, Shannon, you're going to both play. I got to get Jessica. Hey, Jess.
Hey, how are you? I am 36. I'm married to a woman.
So you like, do you ever bring chicks home? Sorry. I got it to do it.
You're good. I was going to say, we got a couple of vibrators, a couple of dildos, but we're looking for something new.
Yeah, but listen, here's the thing I do know, for at least, and again, just a generalization, but of the hard lesbian friends I have, they are not okay with outside a lot of times. A lot of times, they're very, very jealous.
That is true. There is no outside activity.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, like, whatever you are, straight or gay, you're still a man or a woman. So chicks tend to move in together quick because they've got a great ability to go ahead and just settle on in and be like, look, I'm committed. We're together. We're in this. By the way, you better never bang anybody else or I'll kill you. And dudes, no wonder the gay men have the reputation for having sex a bunch because that's what dudes want to do. Would you agree with this assessment, Jessica?
I very much so.
What's the shortest amount of time meeting up somebody and going on a date and moving in with them you've ever been involved in?
That I've ever did, less than a month.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Dude, you know what? I get it. Look, when you know, right? Look, and girls are just better than dudes. You're cleaner, you're sweeter, you're nicer, you're more thoughtful, you listen, you're generous. I mean, it's just a million times better than men.
Yeah. I agree.
We share the same path. All right. Well, Jessica, Shannon, Nick. Oh, hold on a second here. By the way, let me go back for a second. Jessica, what toys do you guys have?
Oh, we just have a couple of vibrators and a couple of dildos.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too fantastic, I guess.
Interestingly enough, a friend of mine who is very much a lesbian, she and I used to fool around when we were much younger, but. I'm like, hey, you got a bunch of dildos. I know that you like penis. And she's like, yeah, you don't get it. She goes, John, it's you. It's the man part I don't like. She goes, it's not the penis. This is the problem.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Well, when you put it that way.
Now it's all so clear to me. Yeah. Did I hit that right?
You sure did.
All right. Well, Jessica, Shannon, Nicole, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Natural Real Skin Hot number 2 from Nastoys.
Hey, girls.
My name's Cooper, and I'm the curator of a special line of sexual aids from the makers at NAS Toys. You see, here in our workshop, we realize in today's hustle and bustle world, some days you ladies want a good old-fashioned orgasm just like your foremothers. And it's with that thought in mind that we created the Natural Real Skin Hot Number 2. Bearing regionally sourced artisanal silicone with old-world craftsmanship, we have painstakingly created a bespoke vibrating rubber that even your grandma would appreciate. And trust me, she does. No fancy bells and whistles here, no man. With a nod to the future with its USB charger and to the past with its simple push-button design, this thing is designed solely for delivering some quivering. From its meticulously handcrafted veiny texture to its fully bendable spine and the fact that it heats up to a toasty 113 degrees Fahrenheit, the Natural Real Skin Hot Number 2 will help you hit the sweet spot every time.
So it's a hipster dildo?
No, it's artisanal.
Dude, it's a rubber
but it's an old-timey rubber. You see, ladies, the Natural Real Skin Hot Number 2 features the kind of expertise you've come to expect from the craftsmen at NAS Toys. That's because I like to think of myself as a storyteller, and my words are rubber dicks. It's the Natural Real Skin Hot Number 2 from NAS Toys, ladies, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Wow, look at this. The Natural Real Skin Hot Say Airtide. Look at this. How about that?
Well.
Very realistic.
Wow.
Right? That's a little bit more vascular than normal, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. This D's been working out. all right, so, oh, here you go. Wow, wow.
Okay.
Wow, 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 wow. And then, where's the temperature one? I wonder if it's, I don't know how long it takes to heat the whole thing
up. To hot pocket it up?
Well, 113 degree penis. Well, considering what you're normally getting is 98 degrees yeah. Right around there. Like, you know, I'm like, wow.
I don't know whether to put it in me or behind my neck.
After a.
Which is real.
After a nice, like a cold day outside, yeah, you'd be like, oh my God. Yeah, yeah.
Curl up with a warm D and a good book.
I feel like, well, that's what I'm, yeah. I don't know if it's getting warm or not. I don't know how long this thing takes.
I don't know. Let me,
you know, how long it takes.
Let me find out.
Yeah, I know. here, try that. See what you think. That's a good vibrator, right?
Yeah. It's not over the top. It's a normal size. It, by the way, I know you hate when it's like this. Very easy to see the buttons. Very user-friendly.
No, it is very user. It's old-timey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A simpler time, John.
There's no remote with this.
A simpler D, a simpler time.
It's the Bartles and James of dildos.
I mean, if you put up Wilford Brimley's picture next to me while I had this in a rocking chair,
sure.
I would feel like it was the good old days.
Exactly. Butthole and Jane, that's the company.
I think all the ladies would actually
did it
like
get
this.
Warmer today.
I'm still waiting.
I don't know if it turns. I feel like a light should go on if it's yeah. Warming. Right.
Right. Wait, a light did just go on. When you know your way around an old timey D, you know your way around it.
You know what? I'm gonna let you hold on so I get some bidding, and then
perfect.
Strangely enough, I
want to know if it warms up.
Yeah. I wonder if during that. Oh, well, tell me this. I wonder if during your period, like you know, you get a heating pad and you put it like right on your stomach.
Right, like when you're cramping.
I wonder if that's the business.
I will literally let you know when we get all
this. Which tends to take a little bit the super dirty fun out of it, but you know, still you walk in, she's like, you're like, are you masturbating? You're like, no, I have terrible cramps.
I'm dealing with my cramps.
I'm sitting on the hot sickle. All right. Nicole, how are you?
Good.
All right.
How are you?
Let's get a bid here.
Let's do $70.99.
$70.99?
Yes.
$70.99.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. That is what Nicole, 26 years old, brings chicks home once in a while. Already likes the handcuffs.
Okay.
Shannon would be with a girl. She is, how old are you? 29?
28.
And, but you've not been with a girl yet because your friends are ugly.
Well, that's really mean. Not like that, no.
Yeah, they're just not the kind of friends that you would kiss their genitals.
No.
All right.
I love her honesty.
I mean, look, honesty is honesty.
Here's why I don't want to be a swinger, Shannon, because I don't want to get stuck with people that look like me. I want to bang girls that wouldn't normally bang me, and that's what I know is not what happens. You go to a crazy place, and it's people that look like T naked trying to climb on your girlfriend. Like, and I can't do it. Yeah. All right. I don't bring much to the party, so I don't get to go to the good parties. So, Shannon, what would you pay?
I would say 59.
59. 59. Okay.
By the way, Nick, side note, speaking of other chicks, so there is a mutual friend of Sassy and I's, is into lifestyle.
Sure.
That being said, the other day I have a pineapple at the house. I bought these googly eyes I told you about putting it on the tree and doing some other stuff. And I put two googly eyes on a pineapple and left it in the kitchen, which is funny, right?
Right.
Then what does she do? For no reason, she thinks it's cute and funny because they send each other cute, funny stuff, but there's... So you understand, Sassy has never discussed this with her, like doesn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
She sends her a picture of the pineapple with the googly eyes, and all she gets back is, so many metaphors, LOL. And I'm like, oh, don't send her the pineapple, that's a swinger sign. I go, no. She's like, oh my God, what should I do? I go, delete the chain. Don't do anything. Go dark. But she literally looked like, I was like, you know, my friend was like, oh my God, is his girlfriend like trying to send me some kind of a like bait message? Like,
wait a minute.
Yeah, don't send pineapple pictures anymore, hon. All right. Now I'll continue on. Jessica, my lesbian friend.
What was the second bid?
59. 79, 70, 99, 59, 99.
Well, why don't we just go 69.99?
69.99.
Got it.
And the actual suggested retail price,
$45.99.
Shannon.
Shannon.
Yep.
This is your dildo today.
All right.
Now listen, if it doesn't sound like it, because you don't sound that happy today, would you like hail?
I'm about to go into work.
Would you rather have hailstorm tickets than the dildo?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would like hailstorm tickets, yes.
All right, well then I will trade you. Jessica, would you rather have the dildo?
As much as I want to say yes, if I could get hailstorm tickets, because that's the day after my birthday, I'd take the ticket.
You wait till I tell Lizzie Hale that you took tickets to Lizzie Hale over dildos.
Warming
I
dildos.
A job to meet Lizzie Hale.
Well, listen, I can't do a thing about that, for God's sake.
No, it's fine. So, yeah, I'd definitely take the Lizzie Hale tickets over a warming toy.
Yeah, well, you're like, besides the fact to a lesbian, I'm sure it just does not look amazing when it's just a super veiny, ultra-realistic penis.
Yeah, but the fact that it's warming, that's what caught my attention.
It warms from the tip.
Yeah.
It starts there. That's what I discovered. I looked over at Kyle, and he's like, what? Yeah, it's happening?
It's like E.T.'s finger.
It is. It's so like E.T.'s finger.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Shannon, Jessica, I'm going to get you hooked up. You stay right there. You're both getting hailstorm tickets. Lizzie is on the show today. The album is amazing. I'm telling you both, it's a great album. You really should buy it today. Stay right there. And then, Nicole, guess who gets the dildo, even though you were the furthest away?
Hey, winner.
Listen, you didn't win before. Now you have a dildo. Hey, let me feel
that tip. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely warmed up.
It starts from there. It's working its way down.
Yeah. Dildo burn comforting. The baby. Dildo burn the baby. Dildo burn the baby. Aww. Dildo burn.
That's pretty impressive.
And then go up. Oh, that's the heat. Sorry. No, it didn't. Don't correct me. Oh, boy. Nice. All right, I turn it off now? Okay.
Right, you learned so much today. Thank you.
All right, well, that's all yours, Nicole. Enjoy it. It does everything. You don't have a warming dildo, do you?
I do not.
You don't have a dildo that vibrates like that and it's super veiny. Or do you?
I do not.
All right,
she's vagina rich today.
You are vagina rich. It's an embarrassment of riches. You stay right there and enjoy your new ultra-warm 113-degree very veiny dildo.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right, welcome. All right, enjoy your day. Enjoy your day.
Come on. Felt really good in my bunk hands, too. I held it the entire time. I'm like, this feels really good in my bunk hands.
I'll take a picture.
You need.
He watched me over here. I'm just kind of holding it and rolling it around on my.
Because of the nerve damage in her neck, her hands have been achy. And,
right.
And so holding.
I'm numb.
Holding the worm dildo is.
He's looking at me over the corner of.
I feel like maybe we could write this off on your taxes. Like,
you need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist sized but plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right.
With two locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you.
Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.